Hello and welcome to another MyTunes podcast right here at manxradio.com.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new values, and a new experience. Stereophonic sound.
One of the great joys about this MyTunes malarkey is when you get a guest, you're never quite sure what they're going to pick. And sometimes they really, really surprise you. And I've had a look at this week's guest's music choices. And dear listener, I am surprised. Because my guest, hope you don't mind me saying, Joel Neen is 17 years old. He's a sound engineer already, looking to pursue a career in that area. And some of these tunes, quite a lot of them, are well before he was born. Joel Neen, welcome to My Tunes.
Thank you.
It's lovely to have you here. So, you're a sound engineer, because I know this, because I've seen you working at the Peel Centenary Centre in the Athol Room as well. What got you into sound engineering?
So, I joined QE2, and then I went on into an assembly one day and I saw a booth at the back of the assembly hall where people were doing sound and visuals and everything like that. And I went along to them afterwards and I said to them, can I get involved? And now they said I needed to speak to the IT management. So I spoke to them and there I was into technical work.
And have been ever since.
Yes.
We're going to talk a lot later on about where you'd like to go because there's a lot of options out there. A-levels, etc., depending, I would assume. So you started off in the school environment, and now you're very much outside of school as well.
Yeah. So I've gone through secondary school and completed my GCSEs, and I'm now studying music performance and production at UCM. Just slightly before I joined there, I joined the Centenary Centre in Peel. I joined them with lots of passion to work in the industry and move forward into it to become a professional within the industry. A lot of music has influenced that because I play four instruments.
Now let's get those out. So the four instruments are?
Trumpet, piano, drums and vocals.
Okay. And I have to tell you, because he let it slip when we were chatting earlier, dancing was something you did as a youngster.
Yes, and I still do.
And you still do? Because your mum looks after a dance school?
Yes.
And what's her name?
Helen Terry. And she runs Mad Hatter's Dance and Theatre Academy.
Get the plug in. She won't forgive you if you don't do that. Okay, so you've got experience of making different sounds, so obviously you know how to approach miking those instruments up.
Yes. Let's start with drums. They're allowed to sing on a stage normally. And I used to struggle because I never used to like making stuff loud until I got to college, and then it was a case of we have a studio. And it is the case of, let's make stuff loud, let's see what's too loud and what's too quiet, let's find the right volume. So I got to college and then we went into studio and we mic'd a whole drum kit up. Now we close mic'd it, so everything was heard properly. We EQ'd everything and gated and compressed everything, like we normally do. And then it was the case of, let's see what's too loud and what's too quiet and adjust it that way.
Wow. You see, it's going to be an educational trip. We'll talk about the other instruments later in the week. I want to get on to your first choice. I haven't heard this for nearly 30 years because it came out in 1995. The Vandals. What has drawn you to the Vandals, Joel?
So I have an electric kit at home so I can keep the noise down and it's not too loud for my family. Now, I was just playing through a playlist one night, I was playing the kit and then just put Spotify on and just rolled a playlist. Next minute, the Vandals came on and I went, this is really, really interesting. It's really upbeat. It's not too heavy. It's just right for what I like. So then I went back and I looked at it and it turned out to be the Vandals. So, yeah, that's how I got into Vandals.
Well, let's hear it. You'll know it straight away, dear listener. It is their version of something from Mary Poppins.
Sound
yesterday, my guest, Joel Neen, took us back to Mary Poppins. Well, not quite. He took us back to 1995 with a band called The Vandals and their bizarre, I use the word bizarre, take on Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I took a run at that, Joel. Joel Neen, good to have you on My Tunes. Sound engineer in waiting, but already working at it in the Peel Centenary Centre and the Athol Room. Now, one of the things that when you're 17 years old, so digital has been part of your life for as long as you can remember.
Yeah.
Whereas older people, like me, had to make a transition from analogue, in other words, pushing the buttons all yourself, to digital. Did you ever get experience with the old days, the old kit?
Yes, I did. So QE2 don't run digital. They run digital for lighting and visuals, but not for sound. So for sound, they use a Yamaha desk. Now, I can't remember exactly. I think that's between 32 and 42 channels. There was no compression and no gating. There was gain, EQ and effects. So it was really down to the sound engineers and the technicians to look at the instruments that they're miking and look at the vocalists and go, what's the best way to keep the sound under control? Like, where can we not get too much bleed? Now, the way we did that...
I'm going to stop you there to explain bleed.
So bleed is where you get multiple sounds coming through different microphones that you don't want. So for instance, if I was to solo like a kick drum channel when I was in the studio,
yep.
If that wasn't gated, you would be able to hear the snare drum and the toms through it most likely. So that's
what keeping bleed is. Everything in its place.
Yes.
Okay, so if you open a microphone that's supposed to be a singer, it hasn't got a load of guitars on it or whatever. Yeah. Fair enough. Okay, got that, boys and girls. We're right now.
So it was the case of close miking instruments and knowing where to place the microphones to reduce the chance of bleed. That was a real interesting experience for me as well, because they have racks for tuning their system. They have graphic equalization racks. Now, they're really good because you can actually get your hands on and find that really annoying frequency if you can't find it on the desk and just bring it down slightly so it brings it out the mix.
Okay. You see, educational, again, this particular feature, we're loving it. I want to talk about vocalists tomorrow in particular, but for today, I've noticed the Vandals are back.
Yes, they are.
Now, you're the first person ever on MyTunes to get two songs from the same band or artist. So I'm delighted and excited to know why.
As I said yesterday, I started playing to a playlist on Spotify and found the Vandals. I then went and looked in further to the Vandals, find out more about them. And I found a bunch more playlists. And I just listened and listened. And then there was one day when I went into the Centenary Centre and I went, you know what, let's try a Vandals track to tune the system. And it worked brilliantly. It sounded amazing.
So the second track this week, another Vandals track, what have we got?
Money is not an issue.
I'm feeling like 180. Well, I know you've been working most nights, and I think you deserve something nice for once you do. And the twins, they've been driving you nuts. Well, tonight, you're in luck. Guess what? Here's what. If you won't have tonight, just bring your appetite for luxury and fun, cause money's not an issue. Roll me now, make a wish. I'm feeling Irish rich. I found the pot of gold and living life that fits you.
Yesterday, when I spoke to my guest, Joel Neen, who's a 17-year-old sound engineer with an awful lot to do, already doing a great deal, I told him I wanted to talk about vocalists. And I do, Joel, because how do you work with a vocalist? How do you get the best out of them if they're nervous or maybe they're not quite in tune, dare I say it? How do you work with someone in that area?
In a live or in a studio setting?
Live. Talking live, yeah.
Okay. So there's multiple things I can address the situation with. The main one I go to, if they're a bit quiet, then I will compensate for that. I will use a gain and maybe a compressor. So I will set the gain level. I will engage a compressor. So then it's not too overpowering. And when it hits the higher notes of their octaves, it's not really harshly sounding. You can then also use makeup gain on a compressor. So basically it will reduce amount of gain. And then it will also, if you have the makeup gain turned up slightly, it will make that volume back up. So you're basically squashing the sound with a compressor, which will then, when it hits the makeup gain, it will gradually increase that sound again. So that then it will compensate for it not going too quiet or too loud.
Okay, I think I've got that. This is to make sure that there's a pretty much a constant volume level coming out of that singer, so the band don't have to keep going up and down all the time when you think they're drowning her out, or him or her out, and etc. Is that sort of where the right area?
Yeah.
Studio, though, because you like working in a studio as well.
Yes, I do.
How would you coach a vocalist in the studio?
In a studio, I tend to say to them, you don't want to be miles away from the mic, and you don't want to be right on top of the mic. You want to be in somewhere in the middle, so that it is picking up a nice level for them, me to engineer and control using dynamic range compressors and gain and EQ and gating. When it comes to gating in the studio, what you don't want to do is turn a gate up too much.
And the gate does what?
If you think of it like a garden gate, when something hits it, it opens.
Yeah.
When something doesn't hit it, it closes. When a signal hits a gate, it will open the gate so that that signal and that audio can come through. And then after that, it will close again so you don't get any bleed.
So, in other words, if we had those things on these microphones, if I wasn't speaking, it would physically turn the microphone off, more or less.
More or less, yes.
And then when I start speaking, it lets it all happen again.
Yeah.
Very useful. The gates, very, very useful. And I'm guessing that if you've got a lot of things going off at once in a studio, that is incredibly useful to have those in the system.
Yes, it is, because it can stop again. It can stop microphone bleed, and it can also stop different audio sounds through the same microphone, as well as different EQ curves coming through it.
Oh, you see, we're learning. We are still in the area of punk today. And when you first told me the name of this band, I had to double check. It is The Bullocks. Thank you. I've got that right, with a U. And tell me the track you've chosen and why.
It is Wonderwall, but turned into punk.
Right.
So I was asked at college, we were challenged to put on a gig. And I said to them, let's do Wonderwall. And they were like, oh, I don't want to do it by the Oasis. And I went, well, hang on. There's not just the Oasis version, there's versions like The Bollocks. So they looked into it and they said they didn't really like it because it was too heavy. Now it's one of my favourite tracks because I'm quite into punk.
I've got that.
So it's quite upbeat, I really enjoy it, and it gets me motivated for the day.
This week, all week, Joel Neen is my MyTunes guest. We're having a journey into sound, stereophonic sound and more. Because he is a sound engineer, you'll see him at work down in the Peel Centenary Centre in the Athol Room. He's 17 years old and he has an awful lot of ambition and needs to find his next location. Let us talk about what's happening next for you. What do you hope for?
I'm hoping to go to university. So I've got five in mind. Now it's a test of can I remember them.
Okay. So this is not this coming September, is it?
Yeah, it's going to be this coming September.
So you're finishing college this year?
Yes.
Okay.
I am.
See if you can remember where you've applied.
I've applied to Salford, Huddersfield, Academy of Life Technology, Bath Spa, and then Lambda.
Five applications have gone in.
Yes.
What are they saying to you so far?
For the Academy of Life Technology, I've got a conditional offer.
Yeah.
Same for Huddersfield and same for Salford. Now, Bath Spa, I haven't heard from, but Lambda, I've got an interview with.
Well, good luck with every single one of those, and I hope the one with the best fit comes up. And, of course, it's an interesting area, because you've not just got the live gigs and the studio work, but you've got all the media out there who have live bands coming in, so whether it's ITV, BBC or whatever, all of them require engineers and technicians to deliver the sound for them. So have you thought about where you'd be most happy working at this stage?
So I've looked at studios and live. I also did some work this weekend just gone, so on Saturday and Sunday, at Greenlight Television. So they were broadcasting Trans Am, and I was with one of the college tutors, Seb Fosdall, who is a live engineer.
Certainly is, and being a guest on this programme. And a very, very fine engineer, too.
Yes, he's brilliant. So he was in with me, and I was shadowing him. Now, on the Saturday, I had a go, and he was there for if anything went wrong. That was absolutely fine. The same went on Sunday when we first both arrived. He showed me how to turn everything on, check everything's working, everything like that. So we did that, and then on Sunday, I didn't know it was a proper hour and 15 minute race. And he went, "Are you happy to start it?" I was like, "Yeah, sure."
So you and literally got dropped in it.
I got dropped in it. And
it was all right?
Yeah, I was all right, because the thing was, he didn't tell me till afterwards that it was an actual race.
Wow.
So I sat there thinking, oh, it's going to be the little half an hour races. Oh, this will be brilliant. Next minute, I know he says to me at the end, "Well done, Joel, you've just done a proper full-on Trans Am race." I went, "Sorry, what?" And he was like, "Yeah, you've done a full Trans Am race, so you now know you can do it."
Nothing better than live, real experience. It's been a brilliant week, and I can't help but wishing you so much for the future. All the best for the future. Give us your last musical choice for this MyTunes.
Bring Me to Life by Evanescence.
Well, it starts quieter than some of the others we've had this week. Why them?
I kind of forgot about them until I came across them again in a live setting. I've also done some work at Balakameen Studio Theatre. I did two shows there, one being at different dance schools and one show being multiple groups of performers or solo performers coming together. This was done by a brilliant vocalist called Stacey Murphy. Now, she did it classically rather than the actual original way, but it brought me back to Evanescence, and I've re-listened to them ever since.
Well, here it is, the last track from you. Joel, all the best for the future, and thank you for coming on MyTunes.
That's absolutely fine.
My spirit sleeping somewhere cold.
Bring Me to Life, Evanescence, the final track chosen for us this week on the MyTunes podcast by Joel Neen. And Joel, once again, very best wishes for the future. I hope you get exactly the right fit with uni come September. Keep coming back here to manxradio.com for more podcasts. They're coming up every single day. All sorts, every shape and size. And I'm Mark Tiley. Join me when you can for the morning show. You might enjoy it, you know, 9:30 to 12, Monday to Friday.